Hello, and welcome to the premiere preview episode of Mulder, It's Us, an X-Files podcast with Candy and Jen. I'm Jen. Some of you may know me from the Gleeful podcast with Josh, Jen, and Ed, or the former Idol, American Idol podcast with Josh and Jen. I'm joined here by my super good friend Candy, who is probably hands down biggest X-File that I know.
That was nice. That was
real
nice.
You like that? I like that. Yeah. That in there. Yeah. I get the lingo down. So my experience with the X-Files, perhaps a little less intense than Candy's. So Candy, why don't you start off and tell us about yourself and, tell us about your 20-year love affair with the X-Files.
That's real hot. I like that too.
We're keeping it hot here.
Yeah. Super sexy. Hi, I'm Candy. I started watching The X-Files when it started many moons ago. Mm-hmm.
We all know when it started. It's okay.
Don't feel a need to go there.
Just a number.
It was real intense, real fast.
Yeah.
I actually, as let's say a young-ish chick, it was the only hour of television where I closed my bedroom door.
Really?
I would not take phone calls because like my stories were on.
Oh my gosh.
I chose to watch it on my 9-inch television. As opposed to like the family room television, because I needed privacy.
So when you were a kid, you knew that this show was coming out, and you watched it from the start.
The second it started.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, Sci-Fi Network had started maybe 2 years earlier, which really super dating myself. Yeah. So to have such an awesome sci-fi thing appear on network television was kind of a huge deal. And it was new. It was new. I mean, sci-fi was showing everything in syndication,
right?
As was the network channels, like super late at night, Twilight Zone, Star Trek. But that was it. There was really nothing new happening at that
new
time.
New prime time.
It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a little envious. For me, as I said, I came into it a little later. Just happened to be dating a guy, and one night he's in late 90s, and he's like, "Hey, I really like this TV show. This movie's coming out. Do you want to come see the TV? Want to go see the movie with me?" I'm like, okay. My introduction to the X-Files, I mean, I knew of it, but I didn't watch a lot of TV in the 90s, and that's a major failing. But thank goodness with Netflix and Amazon Prime, I am catching up on a whole decade of TV. So I learned a lot about the X-Files and mythology and everything right off the bat. I then went back because he was a huge fan, and I did not know this. He had a closet full of VHS tapes.
That is awesome.
Every episode. Yeah, you know, not all of them I paid attention to. And, you know, as years went by, I did catch up on most of them. But so for me, it was a little different to already know, like, kind of the big mystery, you know, the foundation of the mythology for it. And was that, like, so when you saw the movie, was that, I imagine you saw that right when it came.
Oh, for sure. It was the first time I ever sat in line for a movie. It was a really big deal. I remember the excitement pre-movie.
Okay.
Which was huge because it was like this big deal. And this is, you know, pre-internet spoilers, really.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in like the Inquirer and they had all these special things. And they told us about how the script was printed on red paper and no one could copy it, and it was kind of crazy, and it was really, really cool. And then the movie came out, and I loved it.
Yeah,
and I still love it.
I mean, I have to say, I haven't seen a lot of movies that have been very good representation or even extension of the TV show. And this was one where I knew right away who everybody was. Like they were very clear about, you know, what everybody's role was and how they related to one another. And then, you know, the way they, unveil all the, you know, more information about the aliens and the black oil and all that stuff. And it was pretty impressive.
Which is awesome because that was their point. You didn't watch the show.
Did not.
And you saw the movie. You got it. You didn't have to watch the show. It was great by itself. You got interested. You watched more. It was totally standalone and yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even more than just, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hour episode.
Yes.
The characters, you know, obviously they have amazing chemistry and I'm not talking sexual, but
next episode we'll get into the relationship.
Okay. I like that. But I mean, they just are so they play so well off of one another. And that was one of the things that was very comfortable from the get-go, and I really got right into it. So, Candy.
Yes?
Have any thoughts for this upcoming final half season?
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm nervous. I think I'm just nervous because I'm excited. Like, I haven't seen anything that makes me feel like I'm not going to enjoy it.
Right. And have you been watching everything?
You mean in a rewatch sense or like in the advertising?
In
and
the
like
advertising for the upcoming.
Right. Sense. I've been trying to avoid some of it. Mm-hmm. I've seen all of the promos.
Right.
I'm trying to avoid some of the stuff on Tumblr and like out there.
Right.
At least for now, until we get closer to talking about those things, because they sometimes make me upset and I get real worked up for no good reason.
Well,
so,
I mean, and if they're only giving you snippets to get your attention, you're not getting the whole story. So if you're filling in the blanks with, you know, what the bigger story could be,
yes,
that's kind of a dangerous thing.
Well, you know what happened to me with Age of Ultron, right? Which I'm trying to avoid. So there was so much saturation with Age of Ultron that by the time we saw the movie, I was like, either I feel like I know about this already or maybe it didn't impress me as much as I expected it to. And if that happens with the X-Files, I will just not be able to deal with life. So
got it. Yes, yeah. I remember you were... I think there were seven of us who went, and we were, like, clearly divided. There was, like, one person who was kind of in the middle, and then, you know, three who loved it and three who were like, meh.
I mean, I super cried, but I was, you know.
Yeah.
I just wish I didn't know everything I knew before I saw it. So I'm kind of pulling back, and, like, I'll talk a little bit about it. We'll talk about some of the stuff and the speculation that's been out there, but...
Right, yeah.
I've been trying to wait. I've been actually, like... reblogging things, but just saving them as drafts and Tumblr so I can read them before each.
And as for me, I am kind of a, you know, spoiler-free person. I avoid it at all costs. I went off of social media for 2.5 weeks because we weren't able to see Star Wars The Force Awakens until after Christmas. So I actually enjoyed all that free time I had. So
all kinds of stuff done.
Exactly. Not necessarily a bad thing, but I do kind of shy away from that. But since this is just our, you know, premiere preview, and we will have a more extended preview before the first episode that will cover the first aired episode or the 2-hour pilot.
Yes.
For the extended preview episode, we will talk a little bit more. I will actually start watching some of the trailers. I don't know if I'll read too much, but I'll just get a better sense of, you know, what's going to be coming up and what I'm looking forward to. And, you know, we can talk about, you know, what our hopes are and, you know, what we want to see for these characters.
And I'm nodding at you. Like, everyone can see my agreement.
She's got these big puppy dog eyes and she's
so excited and nervous and there's so much happening.
Yeah.
We'll talk about our opinions of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
From all the angles,
I'm getting this crazy side eye, like you better.
It is gonna happen.
Oh, yes,
yes. Yeah. But we're gonna touch on it once. It's not gonna take over everything. We'll talk about them. We'll talk about our favorite characters, kind of maybe what we're hoping. I'm really curious to see what happens with secondary characters in this season because it is only 6 episodes, and they had such amazing supporting cast and so much going on there. So I'm curious to see if it's as great or you know, just what happens. I mean, they have great stars, but curious about that. We'll talk about maybe the Chris Carter not love that's gone on for a little while.
So in regards to their relationship.
It's a fandom thing. There's lots of things happening in the ether.
Yeah.
To be expected. Very important.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you care that much about something, you feel almost like you have, you know, a right to it and the right to make it or know that it's all going to be good.
Right, right. We'll talk maybe a little bit about what has happened with Kumail Nanjiani this week. I think it was this week. I don't know. Again, I'm catching up. It was a thing. It goes back to the relationship. We're going to talk about that because it's very, very important to me.
Yeah.
I really want to have a conversation about it.
And we will do that. This is great. So I'm really excited. I hope you're all excited about us. We are going to be posting this weekly, the day after the episodes air, and you'll be able to find us on iTunes at Mulder It's Us, an X-File podcast, on Twitter at Mulder It's Us. And Candy will be hosting the podcast as well on her blog, Candy Presents Blog on Blogger.
On Tumblr.
On Tumblr.
We have many things happening.
We do. There's so much stuff. But here's another fun thing. We do have a Gmail. So if you have some ideas about what the upcoming season is going to be, things you want to see, what your favorite moments are, what your favorite characters are, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at MulderIt'sUsPodcast@gmail.com. And we're really excited. All right.
That sounds good.
So until next week, for the Mulder It's Us podcast, I've been Jen.
I've been Candy.
And we'll see you next week.